Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for listening today, and welcome to the Zurian Show. Today we're going to talk about the series of turning your activities into achievement. And we're going to hit a whole lot of different topics or different things in the area of bringing success to you and bringing to success to your activities and things of that nature. And this is also part or a continuing part of the series that we've been doing on moving forward, on finding ways and doing things to move yourself forward, not only on a mental level, but also on a physical level, as in eating the right foods, drinking water, you know, hydrating yourself, bringing vitamins and minerals into your body, having a positive mindset, looking at the world and trying to make the world a overall better place, not only for you, but for those around you. You know, it's just interesting when you think about it how the world is and how things are and how we as a people want to be as we work to grow, to live, to develop, to mature, to find success, to find happiness, to find life's reason and what we can find in the meaning of life and why we're here and our purpose. You know, a lot of us are very confused as to our purpose and our reason for being here and the things that we have to bring forward. And a lot of us don't realize that while we're here on Earth, we all kind of have a mission. And that mission is to try to help and develop not only ourselves, but to help other people. Well, productivity is something that is measured in different ways by different people. So what I'm saying isn't really meant for any specific area. What I'm saying today in the show is meant for anybody that's looking to try to find success, anybody that's looking to develop, you know, not only themselves, but to also develop for others and to grow themselves for not only, again, themselves, but for their family. So turning your activities into achievement is a goal that at least I take very seriously, and I believe that, you know, a lot of people should take it more seriously because of the fact that, again, we are all here for a reason. We all have gifts to give. And I'd like to make sure that people understand that productivity is not an accident. It's a decision. It's a decision by you to start moving forward to grow and develop into the person or into the individual that you were meant to be. And then by doing that, you are creating a purpose. All right? So one of my questions is, are you making forward progress, and are you just running in place? Are you actually moving towards your goal? Have you made a decision today to stop wasting time or looking at how you spend time and invest that time in learning how to develop to become a more productive person in the areas of your life that really matter? Ladies and gentlemen, we all work to succeed, and as we work to succeed, we need to put tools, put procedures, put plans in place so that our ability to actually move forward and our ability to succeed as a whole improves, so that we're not repeating the same negative and counterproductive things that we were doing that are not getting us to our goals any quicker or getting ourselves to our goals any faster or more proficiently, so that we can then take that and use the lessons learned. So one of the main things that we need to do is we need to start working on planning our day. We need to take our journal and we need to figure out before the day starts, maybe before the week starts, the things that we need to do to move us forward and start concentrating on doing those things to to move us forward. One of the reasons that a lot of people fail is because they just go through the day. You know, oh, it's just another day. Thank God it's, you know, today is Friday, or excuse me, it's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, it's hump day Wednesday. Thank God it's Friday. I said, and we make no plans, no arrangements, and no real mission in our lives to move our lives forward in a positive and constructive way. You know, each of us only have a finite amount of time on earth, and we need to start planning our day so that we can move forward. We need to write down the things that we want to do, write down the events that you want to do, create a to-do list, get a day planner, all right, or a journal, and force yourself every day to write down your short goals or other things that you'd like to do, and then work on concentrating on those few things and getting them done. Now, there are several tools out there. You know, there's the 90-day success planner, which is something that you can pick up from a local store. Okay, there's a life daily planner that you can pick up. You know, different places like Franklin Covey and some other providers, and some of these you can get from your local, you know, office supply stores or some of your other, you know, larger markets. You can buy these day planners, things like that, and start figuring out, you know, the four or five or six or seven things that you want to accomplish. You know, I wouldn't take it too much more than five things that you would like to accomplish, let's say, before noon. I mean, imagine how many things that you would succeed at if you would start making it to where you started setting it up so that you would accomplish a certain level of different things before 11 o'clock. Okay, yes, your day is going to start early, but how much time do you really have to wait? You know, my father used to tell me when I was a small child, he used to say, boy, get up out the bed, you sleep long enough when you die. So for all of you that are not morning people, guess what? One day you're going to get eternal rest. So I think you might want to consider that today may be the day that you need to get up and do the things that you need to do so that you can live the life that you dream of living. Okay? All right, tools for productivity. One of the things that I was talking to a lady not too long ago, and she was talking about the fact that, you know, asking me directions, how does she get someplace? Ladies and gentlemen, nowadays on your smartphones, most of the times you can get a GPS, or if you don't want to get a smartphone and pay that extra fee, you can buy a little GPS. And that little GPS can not only be in your car and charge in your car, but it's something that the ladies you can put in your purse, guys you can put in your pocket or your suit jacket. And if you're lost, that GPS or that global positioning system could be of great value to you. Okay, again, these are productivity tools. Another one is an MP3 player. Or a CD player. You know, if you've got an MP3 player or a CD player or, again, your smartphone and you have enough space on it, you can take that and you can download tools that could help you to learn. Inspirational, you know, speakers and things like that that you can load down onto your iPod or your MP3 player or, like I said, a CD player, and you can carry that information around. When you're not doing anything, when you're driving in your car from appointment to appointment or from, you know, your home to work and from work home, you can then take in that information. You know, there's a lot of books on tape and books on CD that you can get from your local library. That's pretty much free. You're already paying for those services. So this is something that you can use to educate yourself on the go, on the plane, on the train, on the treadmill. You know, instead of listening to music that you've heard 1,000 times, let's look at giving yourself the edge and giving yourself the edge by listening to things that are going to help you. For those of you that do a lot of traveling, how about getting an organized travel bag? You know, that organized travel bag will be something that if for some reason you are tasked where you have to work a little later or, you know, you have to actually go out on travel, if you already have the bag packed with the essentials that you need, I mean, maybe not all the clothes, but just the essentials, you know, underwear, socks, you know, soap, toothbrush, shaver if you shave, water, you know, personal toiletries, things along that nature, you're going to be prepared to move forward as you do something by packing that bag ahead of time. Another thing that I actually got from, you know, one of the more smarter scientists, which is another tool that I think is key for helping you to get on with your day and to move forward. What I do, and again, not everybody does this, so I'm not saying that everybody needs to, but I try to, you know, prepare a week's worth of clothes during the weekend. Sometimes I prepare a month's worth of clothes during the weekend. That means a shirt, a tie, a pair of pants, and, you know, the shoes can vary. I'm not really looking for you to set up your shoes, but just your shirt, your pants, and your tie. Then in the morning, you're not struggling to try to get your outfits together. It's pretty much you grab a hanger, you know, and then that's what you wear. You know, it's really not that hard. You've got clothes that you don't wear. How about starting to wear them? How about starting to organize them to where you're going to wear this shirt and this tie and these pairs of pants? And imagine how much time that you would save just by putting that particular thing in place. Create a list of your goals, your general goals, the things that you would like to achieve. And again, through your notebook or your diary, you then start to plan how you're going to achieve each of those goals, what you want to accomplish, what you then need to know what you need to do to accomplish each and every one of those things. It no longer becomes something that you just want to do. It becomes something that seems a little bit more obtainable. It becomes something that you can see yourself accomplishing and doing because you started putting it in place as to what your goals are. Because if you don't keep a list of your goals and if you don't check them off as you succeed or complete them, you're constantly running a treadmill. You're constantly looking for, okay, what do I do now? Okay, what do I accomplish? Or did I accomplish it? You need to keep score. Just like in a football game or a basketball game, if you don't keep score, we have no idea who's winning. We have no idea who's losing. Okay? So you need to take your hopes, your dreams, and maintain your fantasies until you identify them, write them down, and then you create a plan for achieving them. Okay, determine your best time of day. Some people say that they're morning people. Some people say that they're evening people. Some people say that they do their best work between 1 and 2 or 3 and 4. Okay, that varies. But you need to figure out what type of person you are. Are you a morning person? Are you an afternoon person? Are you an evening person? You know, what type of person are you? And then take that knowledge, that information, and use it to your advantage. You know, if you're a night owl, if you're an early riser, maybe you already know what your peak times are, your peak times of performance, when you have the most energy, the most creativity. If not, then take about a week and create a chart and figure out which thing is better for you. Are you more of a night person? Is that when you're more creative? All right, once you know your peak times, you can schedule your activities accordingly and keep mindful that everyone has different highs and different lows throughout the day for which, you know, you're going to do your best work. If you're a person that's into, let's say, you know, sales, things of that nature, well, maybe you need to figure out, get yourself a stopwatch, and figure out when, again, are your peak times. When are you going to be able to, you know, how much time do you spend, let me take this back, how much time do you spend doing your actual job? You know, if your job is to make calls, is to make appointments, is to, you know, make sales, how much time are you actually spending on the tasks that are going to reap you the most benefits? You know, how much time are you actually putting into, let's say, sales calls or appointments or, you know, sending out emails or following up, you know, on things that you've put in place or things that you believed you've put in place? If you get a stopwatch and you started timing how much time you actually spend on spending with customers or prospecting, you know, for new customers, etc., you might be very surprised, you know, as to how much time you really are not doing those things that are going to be advantageous to your success and advantageous to your future. So most people are really shocked when they take a stopwatch and they time every time that they try to do something in the realms of making the sales, you know, time and time again. Okay? Another thing that you might want to do is find what needs need to be filled. A lot of people in sales, they're so wrapped up in trying to make the sale that they forget that in order for you to sell a person, you have to listen to that person's needs. And then once you listen to that person's needs, you then need to formulate those needs into your sales plan, into your sales pitch, into what that person is looking for. Because the only way that you're truly going to make a sale is by fitting that person's needs, that customer's needs, that prospect's needs. If you can't make yourself somebody or something that will fill those needs, you're not going to have a customer. You're not going to make a sale. You need to address the concerns of those and who you're trying to sell to, those and who you're trying to show the value. Notice I didn't say persuade, but show the value of what it is that you have to offer and how your product, your service, your particular item is going to bring to fruition this person's needs, desires, wants, or meet their requirements. Because if I'm talking about 1, 2, and 3, and you're talking about 17 and 58, we're not meeting in the middle. We're not looking at the same things. The greatest salespeople do not pick or present. What they do is they explain. They interview and inquire and question and listen to what they are being told. And then from there they ask what their questions are. Once their prospect identifies his or her needs, only then will a real salesperson then start to proceed to try to answer the requirements necessary or try to move that person, you know, to understand that they have what it is that they require. Information. Information, we're talking about now the internet, using the internet. So first thing was basically the stopwatch. The next thing was ears. Again, so back to ears. Somebody once said that the Lord gave us two ears and one mouth. However, a good amount of us, and sometimes including me, having a tendency to talk twice as much as we listen. However, we have two ears and one mouth, which means that we need to do the opposite. And in sales, you really need to do the opposite. You need to listen twice as hard and listen twice as much as you speak. Anyway, back again. Now, internet. Information is power. Yes, information is power. Learning about your prospects through the internet and through other means is key. Because people feel comfortable with people that they believe have done their research or can meet their needs. If you don't know this particular person's needs, and we're coming back to listening and listening again too, but if you don't know the particular person or company or organization's needs, how could you possibly fulfill them? Again, if you do not know their needs, how can you possibly fulfill them? However, nowadays, you can go on the internet. You can go on LinkedIn. You can go on Google. You can do a Google search or a Yahoo search or whichever search engine that you want to use. You can use Facebook. You can use Twitter. You can use blogs. You can look at opinions, interviews, backgrounds. You can look at, in some cases, people's hobbies, their families, their histories. You can have, you know, an assistant build what they call a VIP profile. And that profile would be on that person or on that company. And then take that profile, read it, and review it. I met a gentleman many years ago when I was working for a company that I actually still work with today. And that gentleman, first day I met him, I had never met this man before, but I had to go to a meeting. So I drove down to the area where I was supposed to meet this gentleman, and we were supposed to talk. His name was Joe Moore. And Joe Moore, great human being, outstanding people skills. Anyway, what Joe Moore did was when I walked into the room, even though I had never met this man before, he knew my first name, he knew my last name, he knew my middle name, he knew that I had a wife, and he knew her name, he knew that I had a number of children. This man had done his research. So what happened? I was a little leery, but I really felt kind of respected, and I felt important. Why? Because Mr. Mora, who was the vice president of this particular company at the time, he was the senior vice president, he had taken the time to find out about me, you know, and he had taken the time to do his research. And that aided in our ability to communicate. That aided in our ability to deal with each other and for me to feel as though he was somebody that I could share information with and that I could do business with, even though, again, he was really the lead in this particular conversation. I came to see him. He didn't come to see me. However, he still did the research, and that's another thing. Here's a person that I came to see him. He didn't come to see me. You know, the ball was in his court. However, even though the ball was in his court, he, again, took the time to find out more about me than I knew about him. Now, mind you, I had done some of the same research, luckily for me, so it also aided me and aided us in our initial understanding of each other. But I will say that his research and his pool of information was far greater than mine. And again, to this day, that was 9 years ago, 10 years ago, I still remember that meeting, and I noted it down. So again, look into creating a VIP profile, and you can do that, you know, by getting somebody else to do it, or you can do it, and then once you do it, read it. You know, it's going to take you 5-10 minutes to get that information in, and if you get a chance, review it again before the meeting. It's going to give you power. It's going to be a great sales tool for you, because now this person feels as though you at least had enough respect for them, their company, their position, and what have you, to do your due diligence and to do your research. Journal. We all need to create a journal. It's not really a diary. A journal is a kind of an all-encompassing log that we use for our ideas, our discussions, phone numbers, tasks, plans, reminders, etc. But by keeping a journal, you've not only made a place where you can look for information, you can go back and remind yourself of other plans, thoughts, things like that. So again, a journal is also a very good tool. Okay? Also, timeout. Sometimes we need to take time out, and we need to realize that we also need to spend time with our families. Please keep that in mind. All right? Now, commitment to partnering with people that have a lot to offer us. Every now and then, all of us need to find, or actually everybody should have a mentor. Remember, your mentor doesn't necessarily have to be somebody that's alive and breathing. Your mentor can be somebody in the past. But we need to take the time to review, you know, to find that mentor and then to review what we've learned and what we've done and get somebody that's kind of done what we've done before. Use them as a role model to help us succeed. You know, you've heard me say on many occasions that success leaves clues. And it does. Success leaves clues that are very traceable. They're there, you know, and whoever that person is that we're using as a success model, if they've used that same procedures or same processes to succeed at different things, that's somebody that can become our role model. That's somebody that can help us to not have to traverse the same levels of failure as they did. They're basically giving us a shortcut into how to move forward and how to move forward efficiently. Again, depending on the time that we're looking at, there may be some adjustments that we have to do. But a lot of those adjustments are not major adjustments. They're small adjustments. You know, business really hasn't changed in hundreds of years. You know, business is pretty much the same way that it was a long time ago. That's why people that have written books like, you know, Stephen Covey and, you know, Les Brown and Anthony Roberts and Jim Rohn and all of these people, a lot of their basic principles are still so valid today that except for a slight tweaking in the writing, you know, it's pretty much the same. And people that follow these examples constantly and follow them in some cases almost to the letter have found great success. You know, as who is it? Anthony Roberts once said, he said, what he's doing is not, you know, it's really not that profound. What he said was that he would have to be an idiot to not see that people are going through strife, to not see that certain patterns develop success and certain patterns take away from success, that by doing certain things and following certain procedures, and don't get me wrong, but Tony Robbins and his son have been very successful, and people that have taken his teachings and his thoughts and his mantra, so to speak, into action with them, have found great success, and they live a life that very few people live. You know, again, back to what I was saying before. You know, we need to start to mimic the things that bring success and get rid of the things that only bring us failure. We also need to narrow our focuses. A lot of times we're focusing too broadly, too widely. We're trying to concentrate on too many things at the same time. We need to tone it down and start finding specific areas in which we need to improve on. You know, if you can find one or two things and then create a successful pattern in those things, believe it or not, it's a cascade effect. By you developing in one area and getting very proficient in that, indirectly, you will improve in other areas. Why? Because a lot of things pony off of each other. A lot of things are interconnected, you know, in this great interconnected and interlocked world that we live in. So if you can start improving in some areas, those areas will only cause you to also start to improve in other areas. But it's up to you. It's a decision that you need to make. But we don't need to try to improve everything. We need to take baby steps as we walk through what we need to do. Another thing that I'm finding, I'm talking to a lot of people who just have a regular phone. I understand that the cell phone bills are getting ridiculous and through the roof. But what I'm finding is that a lot of us need to just go ahead, bite the bullet, and invest in a smartphone. Now, I'm not saying you need to get every bell, every whistle, or any of that stuff, but I'm saying that by investing in a smartphone, you'll be able to move forward and do a lot of things that are going to help you. We also need to take personal responsibility. If you're supposed to do something, you need to do it. If you're supposed to accomplish a goal, then you need to accomplish that goal. Stop blaming the world for what you do. That's wrong. And start doing the things and take responsibility for the things that are yours. Management. We need to create a book, how to do what we do. We need to know where we are spending our time and where our time is bestly spent. We also need to hire people to do a particular job and stop trying to micromanage people if you're in a management position. In your office, we need to try to be more organized, all right? And one of the main and most important things is we all need to remember our why. Why are we doing the things that we're doing? Why are we trying to succeed? Why are we trying to have these goals? Are we doing it for our kids? Are we doing it for our families? Are we doing it for our other loved ones? Are we doing it because we want a certain sense of success? Are we doing it because we want a whole bunch of other things in our lives that are positive and meant to be? Again, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that this has helped you. We will probably try to touch on this a little bit more tomorrow because there is a lot to touch on. Again, during the show, and I want to thank you all for listening. Today is now. Let's take action. Let's move forward. Please, again, share the show with any and everybody who you think it's going to be useful to. And with that, this is Zurian, and you have a great day. Farewell.